Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Don't you love live radio, RoboPaul? It's the best. My name is David Spoon. I'm going to be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. How's that? You know it. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one show. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Apparently, my telephone is smarter than I am. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't because we don't really want to spend...
I need about $350.
I don't think we want to spend $350. Do we want it? I don't know.
I need about $350.
How much do you need? How much?
I need about $350.
$350. Well, I just wish we could figure out how to do that without spending $350. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? That's a great question. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're asking life's questions about life's questions, and at the moment, we do have kind of a weird daily double. Here's life question number one. It's not really a normal question, so you'll have to bear with me. Here it is. Do dumped farmers get John Deere letters instead of Dear John letters? That's question number one. Number two, why do clocks where people work get the name time clock for punching a time card? Aren't all clocks time clocks? I just don't understand. Also, by the way, we have Bible trivia for cool and yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
There's some milk in the fridge that's about to go bad. And there it goes.
That's funny. We're doing that thing, living life as a Christian thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Wrong show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Audio adrenaline, testimony, tons of stuff you won't believe all show long. We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning, a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet?
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect October 1. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming January 14th with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Mayron Aram and his team at Aramco Financial invite you to the beautiful Crown Plaza Hanalei Hotel in San Diego, November 7th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call Mayron and the team at Aramco. Reserve your seat today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or online aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277360.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down where pretty girls are. Well, you know that I'm around.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. San Diego. Let me tell you right now, this segment is being brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control and our very good friend Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. Da, 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 da. Her own son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms. And so when she got in the business, she's like, no, we don't do it that way. Ecola uses microwave, electrogun, patented Ecola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting because they're on their 30-year special. 30 years. That's pretty good. Because they're on that 30-year special, $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. Great deal. All you got to do is call 1-800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You can also go to ecolatermite.com. That's ecolatermite.com. Don't forget that Sue has her very own show right here on KPRZ on Saturdays at 4 p.m. But if you want to get $100 off any termite work, $50 off your initial pest control, call 800-332-BUGS and they will take care of you. And they are well known. And by the way, we use them as well. Everybody uses them. Okay, just to let you know. All right, how are you, Robopaw? How are we doing? I know you've been swamped and so on. Are you still swamped?
I know. Oh, always.
You know, it's the funniest thing, because when somebody's sick, people don't realize how much work one person does, because then when somebody's not here, then there's this big, you know, void, and it's got to be taken care of, and then you're, like, doing two jobs at once, aren't you?
I'm doing about three jobs at once right now, four.
Yeah, could you get my laundry for me, though?
Job number five.
Okay, just asking. All right, I'm just kidding, everybody. Everybody knows that Paul doesn't get my laundry. He takes the trash out for me. All right, so I want to tell you something that happened to me yesterday when I was with the wife in the afternoon, which is later in the afternoon, which is really late, kind of late, if you get my drift. I do want to tell you a couple things that are up and coming on this show that will be mind-blowers. 2:30, we're having Russell Shubin back on the show to give us an update of what Salem, Corporate Salem, is doing with all the 105 stations. What's the best of the best of the best? And that's always good when we talk to him, because he's really, I enjoy him kind of doing the summary. And he's in charge of Christian Outlook, which is not just a website, but a show here on KPRZ. So I'll be talking to him at 2:30. At 3 o'clock, get ready, kids. Get ready, you youngins. Get ready, all you people. At 3 o'clock, Audio Adrenaline is going to be on the show. We're going to be interviewing Audio Adrenaline. Now, my understanding is, since they're doing a mic check and they're getting their concert ready, that they're going to have to come, like, I think it's a little before 3 or something, and then, you know, we're just going to figure it out. Also, in addition to that, in fact, now that I just thought about it, Paul, they actually have to call before 3. So if we have a crossover on phone calls, we'll just figure it out, okay? I might have messed that up, just to let you know, bud. And then additionally, at 3:30 today, at 3:30 today, I'm going to be sharing a few more pieces from my testimony. For those of you that didn't get a chance to hear it, it's challenging. It's interesting. It's got its points. And so I'm going to share just a couple more pieces a little later on. I just found the information, 2:45 for Audio Adrenaline. So Russ better be right on time at 3 and tell him he's right out of time at 3:39. That's what we got to tell him. All right, let me tell you what happened last night. Let's forget all that for a second. Let me tell you the serious thing that happened last night. The wife and I are sitting there, and I have my phone. Now, I have one of those phones. They call them smartphone.
Smart.
And one thing I've learned about my smartphone is it's just a lot smarter than I am. That makes me probably dumb versus smart.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
So I'm using my smartphone on my couch. Now, I'm about where the couch is mentally, where the smartphone is doing all these things that I am fully, completely unaware of what it's doing, and it's going through this, that, or whatever. So I'm getting ready to show my wife on my phone this video that I wanted her to see. I wanted her to watch this video, right? So I'm there, and I got it, and I'm pulling it up on the little whatever, on the little YouTube app. And guess what happens? I'm going to say, here, honey, I want you to look at this. I want you to look at this video. Guess what happens? 1 second later, unbeknownst to me.
Excuse me, sir. Here's your water that you asked for. So
thank you.
Carry on.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
What a radio show we have. Yeah, that's good, Ron. That was Ohio State Ron. Because it's Ohio State Ron, I got to make sure there's no rocks in the water. Bottom line on that whole process right there is, guess what happened? A second after I'm doing the phone, the stuff was on my TV. It was on my phone, my iPhone. The next thing you know, it's not an iPhone, it's a smartphone. And the next thing I know, it's on the TV. But I didn't ask it to do that. It just did it. Like, how did that happen? So I'm looking at this. Now, I think it has to do with that the NHL thing that I had. Remember the NHL thing? And so I'm showing her this video so that I'm realizing every video I'm pulling up on my smartphone is on the TV.
Pretty cool feature, huh?
That's an amazing feature. If I only knew how to turn it on and off, I'd be so happy. But I don't have any idea what to do. But what I did do while it was on, before I just shut the TV off, because that's how I figured to shut it off, what I did do is I did two things. I pulled up some old classic worship songs, right? Some videos. And I pulled up, I also pulled up a little piece with Johnny Carson. Then I pulled up the song that's in the Three Amigos. I pulled up the song where they're all at the camp out, you know. Doom, do, doom, do, doom, do, 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 doom, do, do, do. And there it was playing on my TV from my phone. And that was like unbelievable. And it sounded good. It was, you know, and I couldn't figure out, why are these videos, why do they say high def? Aha! Because you can play them on your television and they're high def.
Makes sense to have high def internet videos now.
You know, I don't want to say that the technology is passing me by. I don't want to feel that way because I still understand that I can get into a car, I can insert a key, I can turn it on, and for the most part, I can know where I'm going right up until I need that talking GPS thing to tell me what to do. What happened? You know, we used to just figure this stuff out, right? Now it's like done for us. We used to do this thing called pull out a map. You'd pull out a map to find yourself, or what you would do if you were me, because macho men do this, is you drive way in the wrong direction until you realize that you're like going in another state, and then you pull into a gas station. Then you go, where am I?
And maybe look for a payphone to call for directions.
Yeah. So it's a very novel concept to understand that the technology, even though I get technology, it's still sometimes it passes me by. I mean, it's on my phone, then it's on my television. And I'll tell you what was kind of irritating about that. Before it was on my television, I'm sitting there watching Star Trek Voyager. And now I'm not watching it because I'm watching the video. Now, for you, I know that doesn't matter, but we were watching an episode. So it was like, you know. It was one of those weird things, one of those weird experiences where I'm like looking at it going, we're not that smart, are we? Well, and then not being able to figure it out, that was kind of frustrating, you know.
It's pretty tricky. Once you figure out it, it's a really cool feature to have. I really like being able to do that.
Yeah. I'm gonna work on trying to make sure it makes sense or something like that. Okay, a couple things to go over. I need to tell you because our timing is all off today. When Russell does call in, by the way, tell him we're going to be on a tight 8-7 minute time frame, just to let him know. But let me tell you what today is for those that do not know. If you have felt sometime throughout this day on November 8th a little dumber, if you have felt for some reason a little dumber, like your smartphone is smarter than you are, if you have felt like you're not pulling it all together, there could be a reason for that on this particular day. Today is also known as Dunce Day. Today is also known as Dunce Day. So if you're not feeling like you're as sharp as a tack, it might be because today is Dunce Day. Did you know it was Dunce Day?
Dum, 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 dum.
Here's the worst part. Listen to this one. There's another holiday today that's celebrated, and I can't figure this one. It's called Cook Something Bad Day, which is any time I go in the kitchen. It's like, how am I going to – I can burn water. Get it? Get it? Let's see. That's a joke, people.
It's called making steam.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. All right. On this day in 1889, Montana became the 41st state. Do we have any listeners from Montana? I don't think so. Do you think so?
I don't think the person in Montana listens.
All two of them. You know, but they do have a really powerful basket. Oh, forget it. Also, this is a pretty good one. Grover Cleveland. Grover, and we're not talking about the Muppets, my dear friends of the Muppets, beat incumbent Benjamin Harrison, became the only president to win non-consecutive terms in the White House. Only president to do that. Has been done one time. And then 1994, let's see, after a 40-year Democratic domination, the Republican Party gained control of the United States House of Representatives, as well as a Senate majority. And that went for a little while until they got into the 2000s, and then everything went, and that was the end of that. So not much to say there. So nothing smart, nothing dumb, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Also on our wind out, just to make you feel smart, today in 1895, the first X-ray ever was taken. Makes you feel smart. You want to use that in some kind of trivia question. And this was also an interesting thing. William Frost of Spokane, Washington, patented the insect exterminator. And that's the one where your bugs fly in and go bzz, bzz, bzz. So we have a lot to bzz. Isn't that an irritating sound? Bzz. Okay. And then last but not least, this is the day and the night, actually, where a new program on ABC debuted called The Iran Crisis. America Held Hostage, and that's how they got that show on ABC. And then it was something else. Yeah, some other name after that. I can't even remember now. Oh, Nightline or something like that. It's like Nightline. That's how late night news television came to be. Did you know that?
I do now.
Yeah. It's really not really that helpful of information, but I thought I'd just share it with you anyway.
Yeah, give the world Ted Koppel.
Yeah, not everything I say here is extremely intelligent or even in the ballpark. And, you know, that's insane. And that's the thing I heard the other day on TV as well. Somebody said this statement. This is what they said. Hey, the definition of insanity, everybody knows, is doing the same thing over and over again and trying to get different results. Well, therefore, if that's true, A, never exercise. B, never try and diet. C, the real definition of insanity is giving the wrong definitions for words. How's that one? That's a good one, huh? I'm going to roll. Thank you. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to do a DDD, and then we're going to have Russ Shubin on, so don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth. And anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247. No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. You guys got some cool events coming up soon, don't you?
We do, Kevin. I'd like to invite your listeners to join us for our upcoming Lunch and Learn. This is the second presentation in our Take Charge of Your Health series. We're excited to have Henry Chang, Tai Chi Master of Honor, and this is a rare opportunity to learn about Tai Chi from an actual Master of Tai Chi. And Kevin, Tai Chi can be very beneficial for those with arthritis or Parkinson's disease. And everyone knows Monta Vista Village is very focused on our residents' well-being, so we're really excited to add Tai Chi to our program. If you're interested in a natural way to help maintain your health, we invite you to join us Saturday, November 16th. The presentation will start at 11 and lunch will be at noon. This is a great way to experience what your life could be like at Monta Vista Village. Please RSVP to 619-465-1331 by November 13th.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monta Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 and security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Sometimes you need money and you need it fast, and timing is everything. Money Tree offers same-day financial solutions that are quick and easy, so you don't have to wait. Call or visit a Money Tree branch near you. Learn more at moneytreeinc.com. Money Tree, money and time.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Let's do a quick check of the traffic. Looks like it's moving kind of slow. If you're out there, just take a big, deep breath and just be a little more patient. Weather's looking beautiful. Did you see that sunset last night? Oh, was that a sunset, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't see it, or if you're not taking the time to look at sunsets or sunrises, if you're not taking a few minutes to stop and smell the roses, to enjoy some of the things that God has put on the planet that we can enjoy, you're robbing yourself of moments of refreshment. Just keep that in mind. It's a good thing to remember. By the way, this segment brought to you by our good friends at Zero Res and Brian Holland. Keep in mind, Zero Res, now what they're doing is they're doing two rooms for $99, plus you get it up to a 10-foot hallway if you donate a can of food to a local food bank. The big deal for them, they give you a 30-day, you gotta love it guarantee. They stand behind their work. You call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. You know, you can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com, the website. But again, if you call them, 858-486-4100, you will not be disappointed. I use them, KCBQ uses them, and KPRZ uses them as well. That's A lot of info that you need to know. For those that want to reach the show, by the way, if you have that desire, I'd like to reach the show, then I would say thank you. And send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. And follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because... There we go. That was pretty good right there. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're kind of reshuffling things around. Why? Because coordinating time, it's like me and the smartphone.
How'd I turn this on?
I mean, I don't know how that happened. But anyway, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have Russell call in like in the next couple minutes. We're going to talk to him all about Christian Outlook and what are the things that are coming up for this weekend. What are some of the big stories? So that's going to be totally cool. And then right after them, we're going to have Audio Adrenaline contacting us and doing the interview. Then we'll do some of the regular show. And about 3:30-ish into that range, I'm going to share another piece, a major piece of the testimony, of the Lord's testimony in my life. So I think that'll be lots of fun. In the meantime, I think it's a good idea just to real quickly take a moment and review. Oh, what? I think Russell's already on the phone. That didn't take long. Oy. Well, when we do come back, when we have that break, I'm going to review the Facebook post. I think it's a pretty good one. We're all going to enjoy what it is. Okay, so we have Russell on the phone right now. We do. Let's bring him on. Hey, Russell, how you doing, sir? Okay, can't hear him. Hey, Russell, you there now? Russell, you there now? No, we got to push another button. So he's not going to be there. All right, so just hang on, Russell. I mean, you can probably hear me. I just can't hear you, and the audience can't hear you. So just wait one sec, and then we're going to get that fixed. By the way, for those that don't know, on those Facebook posts that we talk about, they're inspirational most of the time, a little bit of show information, and that's also what we do on thejewishchristian.com as we do inspirational writings. Okay, now I know for sure, without a doubt, unless Paul is wrong, that Russell, you are on the phone. Are you there, sir?
I sure am. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. It's always good to hear your voice. I look forward to our segments every week because it gives me an idea of what's going on in the other stations and what's going on in the mindset and the Christian outlook on different elements. So as most of the people know by now, on KPRZ, Saturday mornings at 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., the time when you need to get up and grab a cup of coffee, we have Christian Outlook on our station right here at 12:10 a.m. So with Russell being the main man, can I call you the main man? Is that what he call you? The main.
You're too kind. I'll take it only for the David Spoon Experience.
All right, send me a quarter later. Okay. All right. So talk to us about where we're heading and what's going on this week. What are people going to be running into tomorrow? What information are they going to encounter?
Well, I hope your listeners know that the Senate has passed a bill called the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. It's called ENDA for short, and it sounds pretty benign, but it's something that we should be concerned about. Are you familiar with that, David?
I'm not. I've heard of the name, but did not get the chance, so please educate me.
So it would broaden what is permissible or it would broaden what is protected as far as classes in hiring. And so the worst case scenario or a negative outworking would be the Christian owner of a childcare facility that wants to operate it as a Christian ministry could very well now be forced to hire somebody that is from within the homosexual lifestyle and would be obligated to do so. So you would not be able to run your business with Christian conviction. Again, I remind you that it just passed in the House. I mean, it just passed in the Senate. It has not passed in the House. It will likely fail in the House this round, but listen to the numbers from the Senate. It passed 64-32 in the Senate. So we see the direction things are going, and if and when there's a correction in the House, that is a leftward shift, a shift in majority in the House, we better be prepared.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, when this kind of thing happens, you know, I instantly in my mind, I think, okay, you know, they're trying to, they've always been going after the Christian values. They're always going after people of faith who proclaim the name of Jesus. What are they going to do if they pass this thing and this type of event takes place at a mosque? Are they thinking that the Muslims are just going to go, hey, no problem? I mean, are they thinking that that's how that's going to go for them? Because this is it's going to have far-reaching implications. Not just going to be against Christians. It's going to be it would have to be true against everybody. So let's say an atheist or a Muslim-hating individual wanted to be hired in one of these companies that was Muslim-oriented. They're going to have to hire them. Is that essentially true?
Yeah, and I'm not an expert on the law. We have in the show we have Peter Sprigg from the Family Research Council talking about it. But what you say, if the law is faithfully applied, which faithfully applied would be scary for Christians, but if it was faithfully applied, it would absolutely apply equally to a Muslim running his business according to Muslim conviction, and who would therefore be prevented from doing so, as well as the Christian running his business with his or her Christian conviction.
Now, how does this application work? And here's a question that's going to be, it's not really a curveball here, Russell, but it's a thought. How would this work if it's an atheist organization and somebody of faith wants to be hired by them? Are you going to? Are they going to make that application? I mean, I don't think it's going to get through where it's headed now for the House either. But let's say it does. Let's say they try and faithfully apply it. Well, then if a born again, on fire, spirit filled Christian goes to an atheist organization, is that atheist organization going to be subject to that?
Yeah, you know what I'm not sure I have a perfect answer for that.
Okay.
But what it raises is the concern of reverse discrimination.
Right.
And that is you are the Christian in a secular organization, and if you make known your opinion about something, then you will be signaled out. You will be subject either to attention within a corporation at the human resources level, or outside the corporation at the legal level, because you may run afoul of the law. All of this points to the growing concern of religious liberty, and this is not about whether I'm tolerant or you're tolerant. I think Christians have long become tolerant. You know, especially those of us in Southern California, we're tolerant people. But what we need to have our eye on is the core issue of religious liberty, and religious liberty is not only exercised, as I said a week or two ago with you, is not only exercised within the four walls of the church. It is a vigorous right. It should be protected far outside the walls of the church, within the workplace, within the school, within the family, within every sphere of human endeavor.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that. And, you know, to me, while it is a secular progressive mentality agenda in the government structures of man, it's Satan. And just call it what it is. This is just the enemy getting through, getting his kind of policies through in order to just make Christians neutered. Because that's the big thing. It's just to neuter the Christian. Just keep the...
And the beautiful thing is it's going to be great, but we have to it will invigorate our faith if you and I and all the listeners on the line here, if we all set our mind to where we are going to be faithful to our faith, we are going to be faithful to our Christ, we are going to live it out in a way that's winsome and attractive, but we will not bow to the spirit of the age. And that's a reason why these types of things need to be put in front of us, is that I think we're going to win in the House and defeat it this time around, but you have to see the trajectory, the way things are moving, and this bill or a similar bill will be back, and it may well pass in a subsequent Congress.
Yeah. Okay, great. That's excellent information. All right, so let's talk about just a couple of the other things. We got about 2 minutes left here. Give me some of the other things that are going to be on the program as well.
I got it. I'll see if I can cover two more with you. First,
okay.
The nation of Belgium, we've talked about the dignity of life in the U.S. We've talked about dignity of life at the front end of life and at the end of life. And you know that there's a couple states that have assisted suicide, including Oregon here in the U.S. But we look at Western Europe as a kind of a bellwether for the direction that we're moving with regards to medical issues, medical ethics. Belgium is considering a law that would expand the practice of euthanasia to children. That means that a son or a daughter who is not old enough to consume alcohol, is not old enough to make a decision to get married, but could be old enough to make the decision to take his or her own life in a legal way, in a way that's protected by the state. And it's just absolutely horrifying. Albert Bowler talks about this on our program this weekend.
That's so unbelievable. You know, it's like they just want to be able to have people kill themselves and murder each other and murder babies and do it at any point. They just know there's no limit here. That's just sickening. I mean, that's really sickening to me. That's just like, wow. That's horrible.
It is sickening, and it's every new test that a woman that they come out with for women who are pregnant here, the doctors here in the U.S. give mothers to be every opportunity to make the difficult choice, let's say, with the Down syndrome baby. And when they say make the difficult choice, they're encouraging you to abort that child. And you know the numbers, 80 or 90% of babies who are diagnosed in the womb as Down are aborted.
Wow.
So we need to pay attention to the dignity of life issues.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's true. Now I got about 30 seconds. Talk to me about the other thing. I know there's one other thing you wanted to bring up.
I want to shift gears completely.
Okay.
In Christ Alone is a song that's sung I bet you in the church of the churches of many of your listeners, perhaps your own. I know at my church we sing it. In Christ Alone My Hope Is Found is the first line. It's by Stuart Townsend and Keith Getty. And Keith Getty is on for two full segments on this weekend's show, and he's talking about recent efforts. It was in the news this summer. They wanted to change the lyrics.
I heard about that.
Of his song.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's amazing. So he's going to be on the show. He's going to be on there with you tomorrow. You there? Uh-oh. I think we just lost Russell. Did we just lose him? He just disappeared? He just disappeared. Oh. You there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought I lost you for a second. I don't know what happened. I think our board just went haywire on our end, not on your end. So he's going to be on the show, tomorrow show, correct?
That's correct. We're out of time here for today, right, David?
Yeah, we're out of time. But you know what, man? Russell, you do a great job. I love the way you're bringing it. I love the way you bring the issues right in front of everybody. We want everybody to tune in. KPRZ Saturdays, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. tomorrow. You got to listen to this. This is excellent material. And Russell's going to be with us again next week. Right, Russell?
That's right.
All right.
I look forward to it.
All right, brother. God bless you, brother. I really appreciate you coming on and taking the time. Sorry for that little glitch in the electronics.
God bless you and all your listeners. Take care.
Take care. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. We got another interview. Don't go anywhere. And go
like this. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
He recycles everything, even his steely looks. His dive partner is a great white, and he recycles his oil and oil filter together. The green guy reminds you, recycling your oil and oil filter together is easy with hundreds of free local drop-off locations from the County of San Diego Recycling.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
What would you do if your church were surrounded by angry police and neighbors harassing you and your family? Or what if your pastor were placed under house arrest and threatened with eviction? You may not experience this in the U.S., but this is what's happening right now in communist Cuba. Pastor Denise is now confined to his home while police threaten him for leading an unregistered church. His crime? Leading a house church. And while his church members in Cuba face these trials, they have one simple request. Please pray for us.
Hi, this is Shelley Somerset, and I wanted to encourage you to visit a new website from my friends at the Voice of the Martyrs. The site is icommittopray.com. There you'll find Pastor Denise's story, along with the stories of other persecuted Christians needing your immediate prayers. Join with Christians around the world posting prayers for Pastor Denise and others like him. Please pray for the persecuted. Visit icommittopray.com now to add your voice.
When was the last time you walked into a store that took your breath away and made you scream with excitement? That is exactly what your reaction will be when you visit City Lights, your year-round Christmas and collectibles emporium.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Brian Young, happy owner of family-owned City Lights for over 20 years. Our store is one big holiday wonderland where we transport visitors into the holiday spirit, viewing over 25 awe-inspiring decorated trees, thousands of ornaments, every imaginable quality Christmas light, and the world's finest artificial trees, plus collectibles like Department 56 Villages, Walt Disney Classics, Mark Roberts Fairies, and so much more. It's like a trip to Main Street at Disneyland. Come in today and find absolutely everything, but everything for Christmas.
City Lights is easy to find right off Highway 5 at SeaWorld Drive. Call them at 619-275-1006, 619-275-1006, or shop online at citylightscollectibles.com. citylightscollectibles.com.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved, 877-332-BUGS.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Awesome, awesome. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. Thank you. You know, I can use that Mickey Mouse voice. Yeah, that's my handle. I can do that one, too. That's when I really sound like a Muppet. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, and testimonials from people just like you. That's a big key. Whether it's new roof construction or old roof replacements or repairs, anything along those lines, Excalibur Roofing, they approach each customer by looking at each situation as unique, every situation as different. And because they do it that way, and because they believe that every time they're doing it, they're serving the Lord, which is key, that's the kind of company you want working on your roof. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Now, you know, not only are all their estimates free, but if you want to get a general handle, maybe a little bit different mindset on what's going on, call them or go to the website, Excalibur Roofing, excaliburroofing.com. That's all you got to do. That's the big key, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes. Now, I've just been informed, and it looks like we have with us, and I believe that it's Jared is on the phone from Audio Adrenaline. Is that correct? Am I right on that? Yes? Jared, are you there?
Hello, hello.
How are you? How are you doing?
Hey, man. I'm doing great.
Well, first of all,
I'm doing awesome.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. I greatly appreciate it, just to let you know.
Absolutely, man. I'm glad I could be here.
Now, this is going to be a wildly excellent concert. So I want to talk about that because it's going to be at the Oceanside Calvary Chapel. And you guys are playing, Audio Adrenaline is playing. Plus, you also have Stellar Cart. Plus, you have Ryan Stevenson. Plus, Disciple. I mean, this is going to be a major, major event. Are you pumped up or what?
I'm super excited. We had a week off before we got here. The weather is absolutely gorgeous. I'm looking forward to In-N-Out Burger and rocking these people's faces off tonight, man. It's going to be great.
All right. First of all, let me interrupt you. Say that was the most genius line you could have used in a radio interview ever. Acknowledging In-N-Out. Good job.
I hear you, man. It's all I think about when I come. It's for real.
Yeah, it's the best burger for a fast food joint ever. You just can't believe how good it is. It's that's why the lines are so long. All right.
Absolutely. It's so cool ordering from a secret menu. You know, I feel like. Hey, man, I'm Californian now. I know what's up, but I'll probably still say it wrong. I think they laugh at me every time I order food there.
That's classic. But, all right. Now, let me ask you this. Talk to me about the concert. This is what I want people to know, because we've given away tickets all week long. We're going to give away some tickets in this next hour that's coming up, and we want people to have a great time there. What Absolutely. Should people expect? What should they kind of – what should be going through their minds as they're going to the concert?
Oh, man, it's going to be awesome. We've got, with Ryan Stevenson opening it up, he's more of like a, kind of like Toby Mac. He plays himself with a guitar and sings super melodic songs with a drummer. So he plays and opens it up, gets the crowd warmed up, and it's feeling good. He's awesome, great dude, phenomenal singer, great new songs. And then Stellar Cart comes out. They are a real high energy pop punk. I know that they do really good around here. So they pump it up. They have amazing crowd participation. Those guys are awesome. And then Disciple, they just rock your face off. Like, it's an amazing show. Those guys are very talented musically. And Kevin, the singer, is he's had some crazy things happen in life, and it's just a cool story to hear what he has to say and how they play it through their music and their ministry through their band. And then with Audio A, we're just here to have fun, man. We want people to come, but we also want it to be a good a life experience for anybody that walks through these doors, you know. I know that we're all in different places in life, and for us to have the opportunity to play music and do what we love in front of a new crowd every night is amazing. We're so blessed to do it. So we're going to have some of the old songs, and then we're going to have a lot of the new ones. And then we actually have a couple of cover songs that we're going to pull out as well.
That's so cool.
This is going to be a good time, man. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So let me ask you this, because this is and I know that, you know, sometimes you're doing these concerts. I know your half of your mind is focusing on the drums already. I mean, you're already there, which is cool, which is why I like you taking the time and talking to us. But here's the thing. This is not just people come and they just listen and they just clap and then they go away. This is a meeting of brothers and sisters in a very profound element, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's absolutely more than just coming together and listening to music. That's kind of like that's what we want. We pray for that every day, man. We know that we're in a different place every day. So if we played a show last night or wherever we played the night or two before, it's going to feel different. It's going to be a different crowd. It's going to be completely different. And we just pray that God uses us for each individual crowd. And we pray for the people before they come. So we love seeing good crowds and people have fun, but with all the bands on this tour and with our show, if you watch the whole thing, you'll see what it's all about for us, the reason that we feel called to do this. It's a big deal for us to leave our families, and Audio Adrenaline started Hands and Feet Project, so that's the biggest and main reason that we got back together as a band. So we're pushing for that to help the least of these, and it's an orphanage in Haiti, so that's awesome, man, you know, and just sharing our hearts. Kevin has gone through a lot lately. I know a lot of people have heard some stuff about that and him coming back into the industry. And, we've been under a microscope a little bit since we've come back as a band. And we've had our fair share of challenges just like anybody else. And honestly, we're just honored to do, like I said before, we're four dudes that mess up and we don't deserve to do what we do. So we're all just really happy and blessed to be here. And I hope that people get that. I hope they sense that and that they leave with something inside their hearts, inside themselves, you know, that, you know, we just hope that they can come and take away something tonight more than anything that we say. You know, we want God to be able to use us and speak through us and use our music. You know, that's the connection that we have. And that's why we're here, is because of music. And so
I want people to know that they can also get information about you guys and the band and some of the other materials just by going to audioa.com. Audioa.com. That's your website, right?
Right, that's right. And that has info on Hands and Feet Project as well. So it'd be cool if anybody that's interested in missions or anything like that, go and check that out, handsandfeetproject.org, or you just go to our website, like you said, audioa.com, and it's all on there.
Yeah, and I really appreciate it. Just talking to you, brother. I can tell. I'm born as Jewish, became a Christian, so I have kind of a different take on some of the elements. And from my point,
that's amazing.
Yeah, from my point of view, it's like anybody that's been saved for more than 30 minutes ought to know. Once you're saved, you don't turn out perfect. You're proclaimed perfect, but you ain't perfect. You know.
Absolutely. Nobody's perfect. And
except for only in the Lord.
That's right. He's the only one, man. So that's why he died for us and he saved us. And man, we would love to have people bring friends that aren't believers as well. I mean, we have some of our best shows and greatest stories are people that come and don't know anything about Jesus Christ. Or they have in the past and they're like, well, I didn't know you could listen to rock and roll music and be a Christian or do this and that, you know? And you guys didn't seem to judge us. So, you know, you just have those things. People automatically assume with you being a believer. And it's kind of cool to have people come out and say, man, this is a band that, you know, if you like the music, hopefully the friend will like music too. But like I said, I hope they take something home more than just, you know, seeing a good rock and roll show.
Absolutely. So this, you guys are, you're rocking it, starting it at, doors are open, I understand, at 6, is it 6:30 that the doors are opening, and then you're rocking about 7?
That sounds good to me, David.
Yeah, that's good.
I show up when they tell me to show
up. Yeah. I get that one. I get that one right there. They wheel me into the studio. I do the show. They wheel me out. That's how it works.
Exactly. You have me on a short leash, man.
Yeah.
It has been starting at 7, so yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. But, yeah, man, we're going to have a blast tonight, seriously. So we hope, you know, if there's any chance anybody can come. Come on, line up, and we'll be hanging out too. I'll be just walking around. I like to hang out, and then we'll hang out after our show as well and sign autographs and stuff like that. So
very cool. That's very cool, yeah. You, Jared. I really appreciate it. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell every one of the band members that I said hi and God bless you. Make sure you tell each band member, because that's how I feel. I want you guys to have an awesome show. I want it just to be a blessing for you, a blessing for the audience, and honorable unto the Lord in everything you guys do tonight. And I just look forward to hearing the reports, because I know we got a bunch of people going.
Okay? That's awesome, dude. Well, I love that. Thank you so much, man. Thanks for what you do, too. We love it.
You got it. God bless you, brother. Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jared and Audio Adrenaline. Wow! That's pretty hot stuff right there. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. We got so much stuff to do, tickets to give away, testimonies to tell, and even a joke or two. We'll be back. On their own.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain levels while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. I wanted to give some information out regarding the concert to make sure that you guys can get the chance to go. And then just at break, I'm going to give a trivia question, and you'll be able to call in and win a pair of tickets. The concert's at the Calvary Chapel Oceanside, 3715 Oceanic Way in Oceanside. You can go right to the church. You can buy tickets at the door. The doors open at 6:30. The concert starts at 7. You can also get some more information on that by going to audioa.com. It's right on their website, the concert information as well. But again, it's at Calvary Chapel Oceanside. It's tonight. The doors open at 6:30.
And then you can the concert starts at about 7 o'clock, you know, about 7:01, 7:02, something like that. And then I want to do a trivia question, then we're going to give away a pair of tickets when we come back. So here's the trivia question. Ready? Here's the trivia question. You ready for the trivia question? Here we go. Which of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, which of those authors, which one was a physician? Which one was known as the physician? If you call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, you can win a pair of tickets for tonight's concert. We're going to take a short break, come back. We got so many other things to do. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.